Hello?
Hi, it's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. This is Bill.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, Bill. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Good. Did I catch you at an okay time? I just needed a couple minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. I got everything from Ron. I got the email.
Okay. All right.
Well, actually, we're going to need all pages of the bank statement for the working capital. I emailed him for that as a reminder if he could ask
for
that.
That's good. That's good you did that. That way he can get in there and send it right away.
Okay, great. Okay, so I just wanted
to
get...
I'll have him send that a morning.
Okay.
Because he's already gone for today. But if you send him an email, he'll get it taken care of for us right away in the morning.
Perfect. So I got the quote here. I just had a question. Did you know how what the mileage was on the tractor?
Yeah, 250,000 mile or something like that. 225, 250, somewhere in there. I don't have the exact. I'd have to look at it,
but of course,
it's somewhere right in there.
No problem. What's the name of the contact at J.A. Sparrows?
Oh, J.A. Sparrows, John Spira.
Okay. If you don't mind, we'll have to contact him at some point and just to straighten out everything as far as the final invoice. But we always like to introduce ourselves to make the process a little easier.
Okay.
And then just a couple of questions about your business itself. So
yeah.
Anyway, it looks like we started the business in December. And you do contract hauling, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this interstate or intrastate?
Well, mostly interstate in the state of Ohio, but we do run some out. We go into Pennsylvania, maybe 10 miles, you know. We're not long distance. We're home every night.
Okay. Excellent. And how many drivers do you have right now?
Two.
Okay. And as far as, what exactly do you haul?
All right, we haul sand, gravel, all kind of aggregates. We haul coal.
Excellent. Okay. And
these accounts that I have, I've had for over 40 years.
No kidding.
I've done work for these guys, yeah.
Nice. So is that what we're doing is we're just buying another tractor so you can get more of these accounts and more contracts?
Yeah. I mean, everybody I work for, those bigger guys, I can put another truck on there every day.
Oh, no kidding. So have you run the numbers, how much this tractor will bring back to you dollar-wise?
I estimated it out at around, just that one alone would be around $18,000 a month, $18,500.
Okay. I just like to have, what I need to do is just, especially because you restarted a business and everything, is just have a justification. I just have to write up a justification, a reason, right, why we're buying the tractor. And I just like to be very detailed and get the approval through.
Like I say, I've been in the trucking business for 52 years.
Yes, quite a run, huh?
Yeah.
I saw there. You had some trouble though when in 08. I mean, just like everybody.
Well, yeah. When that economy went, I had bought two more concrete plants and 10 more concrete trucks. And the amount of money that I got stuck for, I couldn't sustain. And the one bank was fine with me that I had with the SBA, but the local bank, they sold my paper, and those guys just sold me down the river.
Wouldn't work. Yeah, it was tough. It was tough for everybody.
Yeah.
We took
and that's
trip.
How I ended up with on my personal tax return, I had a carry forward of probably $2.5 million tax carry forward. You know what I mean? And I still have over $1 million of that yet. So I don't have to pay state or federal income taxes till I use that up.
Nice. hopefully make the most of it when we get you some this truck and hopefully so many more. Okay. I'll get working on this now. The working capital, I definitely need all the bank statements in for that. But I wanted to, I know we're looking for capital as well, but do you have anything tucked away if, because of the business technically being a startup, I'm not sure if we can get you the whole 70, I'm not sure if we can get you the whole 76. Would you be able to get
Well, I planned on putting $10,000 down on it.
Okay. All right. I'll put that in the notes.
Yeah. And then what would you say a ballpark would be interest rate on something like that loan there?
I don't know yet. I got it. The startups are tricky because obviously you have these long-standing ties and you've been doing this a long time and we have evidence of those past businesses. So I don't want to guess and say the wrong thing. You know, the important thing is just getting it approved, but, we're going to put our best foot forward. You know, we want to win your business and get all the financing for all future trucks and get you this working capital too. So, you know, get the most competitive.
Well, I have somebody that'll do it, but I'm not paying 14-15% interest.
Yeah.
That's tough to pay.
Yeah, who's that? Who made that offer?
Guy in Cleveland.
Okay. Was this a local bank or was this a leasing company?
No, it was a leasing company.
Okay. All right. Let me get back to work and definitely, you know, give you the best deal out there, and
and you know, if it's wrong timing for the line of credit, then we can wait on that.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
We might be able to do something. Yeah, you can see that every month.
You know, if you had I just picked up a TARP dealership out of California. You know what dump trailers look like, dump trucks look like.
Yeah, yeah.
I sell TARPs for them. And I just did a deal for, did you ever hear of East Manufacturing? They built aluminum trailers.
No.
They're out of Randolph, Ohio. They're a big trailer manufacturer. And I just did 6 brand new ones for them for a guy out in Indiana.
Oh, no
I bought the TARPs and I installed them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to move that off the ground. Good. I just sent out today 10 new quotes.
You ever going to slow down?
No. Hell no.
I hear you.
I don't know what else I'd do. You can't sit home every day.
No, you go crazy.
You got to have something to do. You got to keep your mind busy.
It's the truth. My aunt and uncle, they retired, and their health just straight downhill. Sitting around doing nothing all day. And they both worked for 40 years, and then they retired, and that was it. And it's just it's really sad, actually. I mean, and they got nothing to do, no reason to leave the house, and now they're in the hospital all the time, this and that going on. I'm the same way. I'm never going to stop moving.
Yeah. Well, the company out there in California that I'm dealing with is called Full Tarps.
Full Tarps?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can look them up on the internet. Full Tarps Incorporated. They sell tarping systems.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
It's a huge, huge business. So.
Huh.
And then there's another trailer manufacturer over in Alliance called MAC Trailer. Mm-hmm. They're coming to see me this week, and I'm going to start installing for them.
Nice. All right.
So I have a lot of little irons in the fire here.
Yeah, you got a lot.
Just need to get over this little hump here, and I'll be fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Hopefully, Ron can get those bank statements in the morning, and we can get you some working capital too, and get everything going for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
Bill. You got it. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.